Okay, just a bit of statistics. Does anyone of you have been yesterday to the same talk, but in the longer version? Okay, not so many people. So it will be the same, but I will do it in 10 minutes instead of 50. So probably everyone will enjoy. Okay, so long story short, we are trying to redesign internet, of course, because everyone wants to do it. We are kind of academics because I'm coming from ETH Zurich, but also we have a spin-off which is now doing this for real, so for people to really use it, and it's something usable. So it's not just a next, you know, wish, nice dream, which has nothing to do with reality, but really have something working. That's why I want to present this. I will skip this slide because of the timing. So what we are doing? So, of course, we are designing the new internet because there is a fundamental problem with the current internet, which I will show you in the next slide. We are doing this in a very clean state, which means we get rid of what you have currently and we redesign it. Not to be too much of a revolutionist, we are trying to make it working on the current infrastructure also, so you can have mixed deployments, so you do not really need to redesign all your infrastructure at once because this is money and probably it's nice, but you won't do it in reality, so you want to have a solution that you can use from right now. So this is one of the snapshots of the articles from Wired. Yeah, infrastructure mess causing countless internet outages. You can see it every month. So BGP causes problems. In general, routing causes problems. And if you go into the whole network stack, layer 4 is in general causing a lot of problems because people either use it incorrectly or people do not know how to use it, or it's been designed 50 years ago. And yeah, it covers different use cases. Because at the time when internet was originally designed,